And my name is Lin Li from China, and I just do my doctorate research work in Finland in University of Jyväskylä. And my professor is professor, my supervisor is Professor Tomi. I'm sorry. Today I want to share about my research work on NBA games and educational technology. For my doctorate research work, is about the board game learning analytics for promoting MBA teaching and learning. I have listened to all of the presentation that previously shared and learned more about AI and learning analytics. It's very useful and interesting for me. In my presentation, I just have two parts. The first is about MBA games for the my side training, and the second part is about some articles that I have been working in process. In the first part, I just want to show you some MBA games that I original designs with my teams, and all of the games is focusing on training MBA students mindset. Because for management education and for MBA programs, especially for the MBA students, most of them are part-time students with lots of practical management experience. And for management education, we have to teach the students both on some skills and for some practicals and theories. Why we use games to teach the MBA programs is because for the real business environment, if we do some if we do some bad decision making or some wrong decisions, it will have some real money lose or will bankruptcy for the companies. So when we start or when we learn in a games, it will be no lose. And for some decision making, the results will be shown in a very long period. So when we started in games, it will be in short period, sometimes in just in one class time. Okay. Here, I just saw something different. Compared to the previously sharing, this is some of the games I just designed and teach in China and in Norway. This is a first game I designed in 2020. It's about the strategic management, and it's a board game. It's similar to Monopoly game, which is very popular in business school, as it was designed by an American business school teacher. And in this game, the winner will beat the other players because they have buy and promote most of the real estate and some utility works and earn the money from the other players. But in my game, there's not only some competitions, but also some cooperations between different groups of students. When the game start, students will contribute to different groups to act as a new company's CEO, CFO, and COO. And they have different physical cards to like some original orders, stock, and strategy cards, and they can use the orders to earn money from the public market and use a strategy card to earn some actual profit. And for the policy card is a very interesting one because we just set it as some government orders for the whole public or for the whole country. It's really like the real economy environmental. And for the first version of about this game, it's just a physical one. with the physical cards, and we can record some numbers in the table. But for the second version, and you can see at the bottom of my slide, we develop a mobile application to record the data. And when we use the electric one, like this system, we can make some data analysis for why the students make this decision and what caricatures they will base on to make their decision, and why a group of students win the game. For this game, we just want to train the students' mindset of the global strategic management. Okay, here's the first game I want to show, and second one will be a little bit similar to the first one, and we apply it in BI Norway Business School. And this game we call it Project Stakeholder Management Case-Based Game, because at the beginning of this class or this game, we will show the students a real case about a project that very in hurry. So the students will act as different groups, like five teams, to standardize the management, project manager, the IT department, and the manufacturing department, and the other groups in a project. And they will have to discuss and negotiations with the other stakeholders to finish this project. But in real project, the different stakeholders will earn more profit based on their individually requirements. So when we want to finish a project as soon as possible, we need to balance the other stakeholders' requirements and their benefits from the project. So in this game, we will also want to teach the students why we have to balance the different benefits and profits for the whole project. And we'll also explain how to make a good balance in this gaming process. Next one is a very simple one, and I designed just like a poker, or you can see on the right corner of my slide. In this game, we will focus on the project procedure steps, like initial, plan, implement, finish, maintain, and upgrade. And in a real project, there are always some schedule delay, or we call it schedule tightness. But sometimes it's based on the environmental, like when we build a very high building, because the very high wind, the schedule will be delayed. But for different stakeholders, like in this game, different people will when they want win this game, they have to earn more profit, earn more points in this game. So they will proactively to delay the schedule to make more points in this game and win the game. So in this game, we will very easy to explain why the schedule will be delayed and how to make more profit in a project. And next is a lot of game I want to share with you, and this is a very interesting one, and I have give lots of class in China in MBA, in Chinese MBA class. I call it Murder Mystery Game Business Case. So here I want to mention is case method is very popular in management education, and especially for MBA class, because there's lots of real business case that will give some innovations or comments to the MBA students. But When we use the case method, especially the traditional case method in MBA class, we just want the students read a real case and give some comments about why and how to make much better for the class. Most of the time, the students just sent the third party to just go through or read through the case. So I use a murder mystery game framework to transfer the case into a game. In this game, the students, probably in groups, they will act as a different position about the company, like CEO, manager, CFO, and in different scripts, they have different background about the case. And we will also apply some theoretical and some management skills into the clues, and students can discuss and need negotiations with other groups using their tools. And for this game, the most important one is we can train the MBA students' interpersonal skills and also the mindset. And I just say the mindset of human resources is the picture I show here. This class is for the human resources class for MBA students. Okay, here is four games that I designed for some practical MBA class. And for the second part, is some, I'm sorry, I just got wrong. And this part is about some articles that I have working in process. And the first one is just that I do a systematic lecture review about the MBA teaching methods. For the first part on the left side is about the curriculum contents. Here is a very interesting one. In some articles, they just separate as the competencies and the capabilities. So the first one, the competencies, I just say it refers to some skills like to writing some accounting journal entries. And for the capacities, it's just a mindset, like how you can solve real business issues. Okay, and the second part is about the delivery approach, like you can use the experiential learning or active learning to give the class the theories and some skills about the MBA course. And the last one is the teaching method. The three very useful one is the case method that I have mentioned and the simulation. That is for the game, for the MBA games. Most of the games are simulations, and the last one is lecture. So after my review about these lectures, I just give some advice for a hybrid method that we can combine the case method, simulations, and lectures together to give a very effective class for MBA students. Okay, and the second one, I just focus on the murder mystery game case method and some student agency. Because I just read some articles I done my done by our Faculty of Information Technology. They'll do some work on the student agency, which can assess the students how they can monitor, control, and contribute their abilities to make a lifelong learning. So for this work, we will in further research to discuss how the student agency would be affected by the murder mystery game, especially on the participatory resources. I mean, it's about the engagement for the students. And in the future, I will also do some analytics of using the card games that I designed. Maybe we can learn with the other guys because I have really learned so much thing about the analytics works that I have not done yet. Okay, so Thor, that's I want to share today. Thank you.